Good morning. We've got a couple of things that I want to announce before moving on to our other announcements. One, of course, is our backpack program that's being sponsored by the ministerium. And if you've noticed in the news, all over the Pittsburgh area, everybody's doing this backpack program. And the information should be in your bulletin. There are a lot of different ways that you can help out with regular donations or monetary donations or even volunteering. For the big day, the event will be held at the Irwin Park, and they need helpers. These backpacks will be filled with supplies that will go home with our students who are in need. And so it will help them out in a big way. So if you can donate towards that, it would be great. Now, that's not to be confused with the boxes. We have three big boxes out in the narthex. We have these flyers out on the table. Take a flyer and post it somewhere, if you would, and start spreading the news that we are going to have a giveaway that will be on Saturday, August 26th, from 9 a.m. till noon. And we are going to collect clothes, shoes, household items, dishes, knickknacks, furniture, tools, toys, especially back-to-school supplies. So buy extra tablets, pens, paper, folders, stuff like that, and bring it in. If you have items that are too big for the box, just bring them in anyways. We're going to store stuff downstairs up on the stage of the gym. That's where the giveaway will be held on Saturday, August 26th from 9 till noon downstairs. And we want people to come. We're just going to give them bags and say, help yourself. Take whatever you want. Give it away is what we're going to do. An extravagant act of love. So please start bringing in your donations and post this information for the community and spread the word. So, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks, God, for all the blessings that you've given to us. We give you thanks for the children among us. We give you thanks for this place, for one another. We give you thanks, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord God Almighty. And we pray, God, that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and life-changing to us and then through us to the world around us. So come, Holy Spirit, and make it so. Fill us all with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Fill us all with a hunger for your holy word and an overwhelming desire to seek your kingdom first in every area of our lives. Fill us all with love for one another, especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to our neighbor.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I would like to offer a warm welcome to all present, and if we have any visitors, do we have any visitors this morning? Visitors? Well, if you are a visitor and would like information about the church, please see the pastor, please see any of our ushers, or if you so desire, we have some information immediately outside the double doors hanging on the shepherd's crook in the narthex. I would also remind you to please sign the attendance pads. Those are in the red folders. They're at the end of each pew. Sign that. If you do want some information from the church, that's also another area. There's a box that you can check there as well. If you are new to the church and you don't think we have your address, please include that as well. Also in those red folders, we have prayer request cards. Those are 3x5 index cards. If you have a prayer this morning that you would like brought to the pastor's attention, please complete that card. Put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and our ushers will bring it forward. Our Bible verse for July, that is printed on the top middle of your bulletin. That is our July Bible verse from Romans. We will recite it twice through. Join me now. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. We have a few announcements. I would like to highlight several. Pastor Stephen Mannion, a reminder, the youth group will be meeting this Friday, July 28th, meeting here at the church. They will be going to Caddyshack. I think that's a fun place out near Latrobe, and they'll probably be riding go-karts and some other fun activities. So please call the church if you are interested, and they will hook you up with Pastor Stephen. Camp news from Laurie Saporito. Just a reminder, we will have our final Camp Hoagie sale for August. That will begin the first Sunday in August. And as a reminder, that is a support for our campership, and that's both our youth and our adult. So thank you from Laurie, who is our camp steward, for those who have been supporting our Hoagie sale. And now we have some announcements from Diane Runser, our music director.
Food and fun. Now that I have your attention, the church picnic is on August 14th. It's a Monday. It's at Oak Hollow Park. Some of your bulletins have a paper in them. There are other papers, I believe, on the narthex table. We need you to let us know that you're coming. Now, I realize some people don't like to commit themselves until, like, the week before, if we're lucky. But we need to have some idea of how much extra food we need to bring. We will be providing the meat, but we ask that you bring a dish to pass. All those details are in the bulletin and in your newsletter. Right now, I've got 12 people coming. Well, 13 people coming. And last year, we had about 60. So I know some of you are holding back. If you do not have a paper in your bulletin and you do not want to get one from the narthex table, write it on a piece of paper that you're coming, how many's coming. If you don't know what you're going to bring, that's okay. We take potluck, okay? But please let us know. We'd love to have it. And if you would like to help with the picnic, this Wednesday at 7 p.m., there is a meeting of the NOW committee, and we would take all helpers available for that. So if you want to volunteer and you can't come to the meeting, write it on a note and stick it in the offering plate. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Also, an announcement from the outreach committee. There was an outreach meeting scheduled for August 1st that has been delayed until the end of the month. So the August 1 meeting is canceled, and outreach will be meeting on Tuesday, August 29th at 7 p.m. There will be no September meeting, so those on outreach, please plan on attending that meeting. Oh, and Diane is up here telling me to remind you that even if you're a visitor, you want to bring your neighbor, your friends, all are welcome. So visitors, you are just as welcome, and we do welcome you with open arms. And if you've never been to a Methodist church or you've never been to a Methodist picnic, there's definitely some good eats. So please plan on attending our church picnic on August 14th. And I now ask that you check your bulletin for other meetings and announcements in the life of our church, and to turn your hearts and minds to our worship.
Thank you.
Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. You pursue me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Whither shall I go from you, Spirit? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night. Please remain standing and join in our hymn of praise, number 139, in your red hymnal.
good morning. Good morning. Okay. Good deal. Hey, who loves us? How do you know Jesus loves us? Because he died for us, but how do you know that? Because of the Bible? Yeah, that's a big part. That's the biggest one, is because the Bible tells us that. Who else tells us that Jesus loves us? Well, God tells us, but through who? Through ourselves, through Sunday school teachers, through the pastor, but mostly through the Bible. We know that Jesus loves us. But you know what? Not everybody knows that. A lot of your friends don't know that, I'm sure. A lot of people you pass on the street don't know that. Some people don't feel loved by anybody. Matter of fact, they feel very lonely. I made these up. Let me do this. Okay. Are you ready? Got two? We need to tell people. We need to tell people that Jesus loves them. So I want you to go and give those to somebody. Okay? Go and give those cards. Give one card to a person and give another card to another person. Let them know that Jesus loves them and so do you. Okay? Go ahead and go. But don't give them to anybody here up front. You got to give them to somebody towards the back. Okay, good job. We're spreading the word. We're letting people. And all it is an index card on which I wrote, Jesus loves you and so do I. And it's a real easy thing for you to make up. Make up index cards out of recipe cards. Make them out of post-it notes. Do them on your computer, on business cards. And just write, Jesus loves you and so do I. And carry some with you. Put some in the car. And when you see somebody all bummed out and depressed and sad and having a hard time, maybe the Spirit will just lead you to give it to somebody that's smiling from ear to ear. Just hand them a card. That's it. Simple. But it gets the message out that Jesus loves you and so do I. I want you to keep that one. Take it home and give it to a friend. Give it to somebody, let them know. You can keep it for yourself. You can make up more at home and give them to your friends, okay? All right. It's what God wants us to do, to let the whole world know that Jesus loves them. Come on up here. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, thank you for loving us. Help us to love others the same way that you have loved us. Help us to tell the whole world that Jesus loves them. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, Amen.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. O wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come to the table, come use the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are, come as you are. Fall in His arms, come as you are. There's joy for the morning, sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face.
Thank you, Deb, for that beautiful music selection. The Word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 8, verses 12 through 18. Hear these words from Paul. So then, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And here ends Paul's words in his letter to the Romans. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and offering.
Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And God, we give these things unto you, representing our very lives. So we give to you our lives as living sacrifices as well. Do with us this day and every day what you want. Have your way with us, God. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What joys do we have that we want to share?
Sunshine. And rain. Weather. Weather in general is good to have. Vacation Bible school. A job very well done. Yes, my favorite, indoor plumbing. Family, friends, and vacation.
Coming home.
A good night's rest. Definitely something to be thankful for.
Electric being on.
Yes, we had a flash last service. Everything went out and came right back on. It was strange. What is it?
Health,
yes. Such that it is, our health, babies, grandchildren, a lot of stuff to be thankful for. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now, pens, pencils, markers, mental notes. We have several prayer requests here. We have several people battling cancer. Let's remember Bill and Audrey, Doris, David, Lois, Linda. Okay. In our prayer list, also remember Alex, Evelyn, and Marlon, Evelyn and Marlon. And then we have some foster children who are in the middle of a custody battle, three little boys, always a rough situation. So pray for those three little boys, Joe and another Joe. Who?
Stoyan.
Yes, our custodian that we hired a while back, who has some health issues with his family, Stoyan. Okay, otherwise commonly known as first responders, fire, police, EMTs, ambulance drivers, our first responders, remember them in your prayers. Unspoken, who?
Bill. Okay, remember Bill in your prayers. And Bonnie, keep Bonnie in your prayers. If you have an unspoken request, raise your hand. God sees the hand and knows the details. This is our act of faith. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Well, dear Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, your word tells us that where two or more are gathered together in your name, there and you in the midst of them. Jesus said, whatever you ask for in my name, it will be granted unto you. And so, God, we do give you thanks for our blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God, we also lift up into the light and love of your presence Joe and Bill and Audrey and Stoyan and his family and Joe and Doris and David and Lois and Linda, Alex, Evelyn and Marlon, three little boys in a custody battle, Bonnie and Bill, first responders, the unspoken requests. We lift them all up to you, God, because we believe that you're greater than any problem that we have. That's what your word tells us, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that with you, God, all things are possible, that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. It is written. It is your word, living and alive, and it will not return unto you void until it has accomplished that for which it has been sent out. Blessed be your holy name. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let us both grow them together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace,
where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Praise the Lord. Penny, bring him on down.
Okay, guys, come on down. All my kids. These are a few of the kids that were at the Vacation Bible School. They wanted to share some of their songs with you. We had a great week. Everybody had a great time, I believe. I know we did. So we're going to go ahead and with a couple of our songs. Go ahead, Josh.
Made for this, I live for this. God has a reason, reason for my life. I'm gonna shout it out. Without a doubt, I was born for this. Live for purpose. There's a God who made it all, everything we see. Even the mountains fill the oceans, and he built me. He's with me, he's for me, I am not alone. He's with me, he's for me, I know.
The whole world in his hands. Okay. I guess it's speechless.
We can't help but move left now to the right.
Well, you can see they had a lot of fun. That was only a few of their songs, but they really got into them and they loved them. We wanted to thank everybody for their support, your prayers, the donations that we received. It helped a lot and helped the kids have a great time. Thank you very much.
Let's give it up one more time for Penny Brandt, who has been our coordinator for many, many years. Thank you, Penny.
Hard act to follow. But I do want to, it connects to the sermon. The wheat was sown, and the enemy sowed weeds among the wheat. And the weed that they were talking about is called a darnel. It looks a whole lot like wheat until it comes into its full blossom. It's real hard to tell apart. And so when the servants came to the master and said, should we pull up the weeds? He said, no, because you might damage the wheat. He said, let them both grow together. And then at harvest time, we'll separate them, burn the weeds, and bring the wheat into the barn. When the disciples asked Jesus to explain it, Jesus said, the field represents the world. The wheat represents the children of God. The weeds represent the children of the evil one. The one who sowed the good wheat is the Son of God, Jesus. The one who sowed the bad weeds is the devil. Harvest time is the end of the age, judgment day. The harvesters are angels. The weeds are the evil in the world, all of the things that cause sin, and those who have not accepted Jesus will be bound up and cast into the fiery furnace, into hell, for all eternity. The wheat, the children of God, those who have made sacrifices in this life, who have turned their backs on the world and seek after the kingdom of God, they will be gathered into the barn, which is heaven. The point, you know, I don't know how many times I've read this over the years, but the point that I really want us to look at, which may not be quite as clear, let those who have ears hear, is that Jesus said to let the wheat and the weeds grow together. Don't tear them up. At the end of the age, those who did wrong will get what they deserve. Those who did right will get what they deserve. So who are we then to try to tear up the weeds in this world? There are weeds all around us. And just like the weeds in that day, the darnel, there are weeds that look a lot like Christians, but aren't. And then there are those weeds that look nothing like Christians, you know. There's those weeds that, I don't know, wear like print shirts with sleeves rolled up and got this mustache. Well, no, I'm not talking about you. It's not you, Brian. For a homogenous group of people, we're all, white Anglo-Saxon, whatever, the weeds might look to us like people that are tattooed from head to toe with body piercings all over and chains, and it could look like a lot of things. There's a lot of evil in the world. There are people doing things that we do not agree with, things that we know go against the Word of God. But we can't waste our time trying to pull up weeds, because we're going to gather up some good people in the process too. People who are just misguided. People who are just lost. And if we're out there in sitting in judgment, pointing the finger and condemning people, we're going to hurt some good people. And not only that, but we're not going to be spending our time the way God wants us to spend our time. And that's in extravagant love. Loving the world. Do we want the weeds to become wheat? Absolutely. And how do we go about that? Not by pulling them up. We go about that by loving them. Our memory verse for this for the last 2 months has been what? It is what? Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. James chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Matthew 7, verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. And you turn people back from the error of their ways by loving them, not by sitting in judgment. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind. And of sober mind doesn't mean quit drinking. Being of sober mind means don't be ruled by your emotions. So the end of all things is near. Be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. And above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sin. The mercy you use is the mercy you will receive. Give, and it will be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. We are to conquer evil with love, not sit in judgment. And I got to tell you, I have wrestled and wrestled with issues. You know, we see stuff in the news all the time, either on TV or in the paper, we hear about it. People doing rotten, mean things, stealing, killing, abusing, living lifestyles that we don't agree with, dressing in ways that we don't agree, talking foul language, saying nasty things about people. Yeah, it's wrong. It goes against the Word of God a lot of times, you know, and it's just wrong. And the way to get over it is to love them, to pray for them. Overcome evil with good. That's what God was saying when he said, let the wheat and the weeds grow up together. People will get what they deserve in the end. Judgment day is coming. Harvest time is almost upon us. Love people with an extravagant love. Give it away. Give away the stuff you collect. Give away your time, your talents, your gifts. Give them away to people whether they deserve them or not. It's not up to us to sit in the judgment. We are only to love people. Be extravagant with your love, God says, because I was extravagant with my love for you. Hey, there was a pastor, came to a church, new pastor. Everybody was excited, seemed like a really good guy, you know. Handsome, you know, 6'2", a little overweight, bald. They're laughing at me. Anyways, this new pastor came to the church, and he got up, and church was packed, and he preached a powerful sermon about repenting of sin and about going out and getting involved in the community and inviting people to come to church and helping them and meeting their needs. Really powerful sermon about being a Christian and walking the talk. And then so everybody told him what a wonderful sermon it was. So the next week he preached the same sermon. And everybody said, oh, okay, you know, it was a really good sermon. And they told him again what a wonderful sermon it was. So the next week he preached the same sermon. 3 weeks in a row. Now, people were kind of wondering what was going on. The fourth week rolled around, and he preached the same sermon again. A whole month he had preached the same sermon. So some people went to the Pastor Parish Relations Committee, and they said, David, we need you to talk to the pastor. He's preached the same sermon for 4 Sundays in a row. We've told him what a great sermon it was. But we want him to preach something else. So David went to the pastor and said, listen, got a question. And everybody's wondering why you've preached the same sermon 4 weeks in a row. And he said, well, when they start doing what I'm preaching, then I'll move on to something else. It's not enough to be hearers of the word. We've got to be doers also. Faith without works is dead. We can say we are extravagant, loving Christians, but if we don't prove it, if we don't do it, we're not fooling anybody. There are weeds among us. We're not going to pull them up. We're going to love them. We're going to love the people around us in this community with a grandmother's love. Smother them with kisses and hugs and feed them lots of cookies. Extravagant with our love. Let the weeds grow among us. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. You may not agree with them. It's okay. You don't have to. But let them see Jesus in you. Let them to come to know the love of Christ that you have in your life. And then in their personal relationship with Jesus, they'll become convicted and converted. It's not up to you and I to do that. We are not the judge. And remember, the harvest is coming. Judgment day is near. God loves you, and so do I. If you'll look in your bulletin, or else turn to page 597 in your hymnal, we're going to say this unison prayer together. It's for the Spirit of Truth. It begins with the word from. Let's all say this together. From the cowardice that dares not face new truth. From the laziness that is contented with half-truth. From the arrogance that thinks it knows all truth. Good Lord, deliver me. Amen. Let's stand and sing number 2241. The Spirit sends us forth to serve. So we need to volunteer, we need to donate to the backpack program, we need to donate to the giveaway. We've got community dinners beginning in the fall that one night a month, towards the end of the month, we're going to have a free community dinner from 4 to 6. Eat as much as you want, get it to go. We're going to have taxi rides for church beginning in the fall. We're going to have a drug seminar that we're going to do, child safety fair, lots of things going on. We've got the church picnic coming up. We're going to always need more people in the choir, more people involved in ministry. There are a lot of ways to be extravagant with our love, a lot of ways to get involved. Just ask me, ask the office, talk to Diane, talk to Stephen, Pastor Stephen. But be extravagant with your love. And just so you know, if nothing like that happens, if we aren't extravagant in our love, you'll be hearing this sermon again next week. And the week after that. So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with great joy, with the peace that passes all understanding, and light a fire under us, God. So that we'll take the love that you have given us and share it with the rest of the world, so that they too will come to know the love of Christ, so that we will overcome evil with good. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.